Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Power 93.5. And Carla is suggesting that this girl does her man dirty. And I mean, if you're just tuning in, this guy goes down to Texas to visit his mom and dad, and while he's away on vacation, his world is turned upside down. Now this girl wants to persecute him for it.
Well, first of all, she's not doing her man dirty because it ain't her man no more, because he dumped her via text message, and they were engaged. Yeah, like Hitman said, he did go out of town to visit his parents and decides, you know, being engaged and being with this woman's not what he wants. Okay, his prerogative. But he decides to A, tell her via text message, and B, had the audacity to be like, hey, by the way, you know, money's kind of short. He was laid off. Can you ship me all my stuff? Yeah, let me stop what I'm doing, wipe my tears, and pack up all your stuff and spend some money and send it to you, since you want to be a coward and text and not tell me, at least over the phone, that you want to end our engagement. And ship these things right to you and your mommy and daddy, where you're going to be living. I don't like any of this, and I think he's a coward. And I'm putting it in a box, and it might go in the garage if I feel nice.
A coward.
Yes.
Look, I mean, he called her up. At least he didn't send her a text message.
I think she said in her message it was a text.
Oh, well, whatever.
He could have FaceTimed.
No, it wasn't a text message. You're making that part of it up. He called her up. They had a conversation, you know, over the phone. I mean, it works.
It doesn't work.
It does work.
He just wants to live with his mom and dad and be...
Okay, like it's going to change the outcome. 869-1093. I say, you know what? Have a little chaos. You had a relationship with this guy. At one point, you guys professed your love for one another. If nothing else, be able to salvage a friendship out of it. Take the high road. Hold on to his stuff. Oh, if there's something he absolutely needs right now, send it to him. Otherwise, take the high road.
Heck no.
Okay.
No way.
Heck no.
Sometimes you have to be petty.
869-1093. Hello. Good morning. You agree with me or you agree with Carla? Who's this? This is Tony, right? Go ahead, Tony.
Honestly, I think I might have to agree. I mean, I think he is in the wrong. He could have at least, you know, called her.
Zoom. Can we Zoom? You know, can we video call?
Called him before. What's up?
Sorry, I was talking to Hitman.
She was like, do a video conference and tell her all of
at
this.
At least.
No, I mean, I just think, you know, I mean, obviously I'm a man, but, and I was raised by a single mother, you know, for the most part. And I just think, you know, from her perspective, at least a call, phone call, or, you know, give her a heads up, like, hey, I'm going back home to see my family, and I probably won't be back.
Leaving
around the dark.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Dude, you just lost your bro card.
Whoa, thank you, Tony.
What is up with that? I mean, really? Hello, Power 93.5. The last guy agrees with Carla. How about you?
I'm kind of on the fence. But first of all, breaking up through any means besides face-to-face, it's actually kind of cowardly, because it means you don't want to have to put up with the anger and the heartbreak that you're causing.
Mm.
Whether you are male or female, it doesn't...
Oh, I'm so glad she got it out before she got disconnected. Yes, that's my point.
Okay, ladies, you got to chill out. You guys got to bring it down a notch and quit acting so cray-cray. Hello, what do you think?
Okay, I'm with you. I think that she should box his stuff up and put it in the back of the closet. And if he just needs something, then send him that. But if not, then... you know, just put it, box it up, put it in back in the closet so she don't have to look at it.
Yeah, have a little class about it, Carla. Why won't you? Thank you for calling and agreeing with me instead of acting like a damn fool going to end up on an episode of Cops or something.
Oh my.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.